Thank you for joining this guided prayer walk. During this time, I'm going to lead you through a time of prayer for our city. I will share scripture with you, pray, give some topics to pray for, but most importantly, I will say nothing to give you space to pray. Today's prayer focus is my own neighborhood. And so we encourage you today to do your prayer walk in your own neighborhood. Lord Jesus, as I enter prayer now, I lift my eyes to you. Heavenly Father, I long to connect to your heart today. Jesus, I worship you as the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Holy Spirit, guide me as I pray. I long to partner with you as I pray for the kingdom to come. And so I begin with praying the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The focus of our prayer time today is my own neighborhood. Jesus, I'm thankful that you have placed me in this neighborhood. As I walk around, I realize that you love every single person that lives here. Every house is a house you want to be welcomed into. As I walk the streets of my neighborhood, help me to see with your eyes. Help me to hear with your ears. and help me to pray your words. I begin now with listening to what you have to say to me about this neighborhood. Holy Spirit, I pray that you will share the heart of the Father for this neighborhood with me. Point me to specific places and homes that I need to intercede for without even knowing what is going on there. Spirit, guide me in my prayers. Help me to connect to what you are already doing. Gospel of John, chapter 1, speaks about the incarnation of Jesus. In the Message, Eugene Peterson gives it these words: "The Word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood. We saw the glory with our own eyes, the one-of-a-kind glory, like Father, like Son, generous inside and out, true from start to finish." What would it look like if Jesus would move into this neighborhood? Holy Spirit, I pray that you will fill my imagination with pictures of how Jesus would interact with the people that live here. I pray that you will fill my mind with pictures of this neighborhood reached and restored by Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the visions that you are giving me. I thank you that you have not forgotten this part of town. Even though it may look like you're far away, I believe that you are near. Even if people say about these streets that there's no hope, I know that you have not given up just yet. And I pray these words from Isaiah 45. "You heavens above, rain down my righteousness. Let the clouds shower it down. Let the earth open wide. Let salvation spring up. Let righteousness flourish with it. I, the Lord, have created it." So with the authority that you have given me as a priest and ambassador of your kingdom in this neighborhood, I pray your blessing and favor over these streets. I pray that the righteousness of your kingdom may come down like rain to restore what is broken and heal what is sick. I pray that salvation may once again spring up here, either in this generation or the next one. I pray that there will be a new hunger for the presence of God and a thirst for meaning and purpose, or a fulfilling only you can give. I pray that you will once again visit this part of town, that you will move into this neighborhood, so that these streets will be filled with your grace and your praise once again. Finally, I pray for the problems that are specific to this part of town. Spirit, as I walk around, please bring to my mind specific problems prevalent in this part of the neighborhood? What are things that are going on behind closed doors and behind closed curtains that break your heart? Lord, I thank you for this time of prayer. Thank you that my prayers are meaningful to you. Thank you that somehow, even though I cannot see it, they contribute to change, because I've prayed to an Almighty Father who has given power and authority to the prayers of his children. Therefore, Lord, receive my prayers as an offering and use them to unleash your kingdom in our city. Amen.